It's KUOW's The Record. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke. All of us are at some risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, but it is so much harder to manage a chronic illness if you are homeless. Dr. Marilissa Bond works nights at Harborview Medical Center. She sees patients who come to the emergency room. About half of them are homeless, and she thinks differently when she's treating them.
I really have to be mindful of the things that are feasible for my homeless population patients. So, for example, things as simple as how to access medical care, how to access medications, how to store their medications in a safe place so that they don't get stolen or lost along the way, how to take their medications, you know, at the same time every day if that's what they're supposed to be doing. Things like, you know, we make a lot of dietary recommendations to people. And when I think about my homeless population and my homeless patients, I think about, you know, what kinds of access to food do they have? And if I'm making recommendations, one of the things that I have to really focus on and think about is, where is the food coming from? How reliable is this food source? And food insecurity itself is a large challenge for my patients.
I want to talk about a patient, maybe who you're thinking of right now. Someone you know. Give us a picture of that person's life and why this is so hard for them.
Sure. One of the more surprising and thought-provoking interactions that I had recently was with one of the patients who came in and told me the story of how, you know, about a month or so prior, he had his socks and shoes had gotten wet. He was homeless and living in various places, sometimes housed in a vehicle, sometimes housed under, you know, whatever overpass or bridges he could find shelter in. And he was having a really hard time keeping his feet warm and dry. And he started to develop some pain in the feet, and he didn't really think too much of it at first, kind of kept walking around and kind of doing all the things he needed to do in his sort of daily struggle, even to find food, find shelter. And the pain became more and more and more severe. And by the time I saw him, he had actually lost feeling in both of his feet, and actually the tissue had started to die and decay. And he ultimately needed to have quite significant amputations of his feet because of essentially what we would call trench foot, just this immersion in cold and moisture and the inability to rest, stay off his feet, and have access to basic things like clean and dry socks and shoes. And for me, that was kind of a significant moment to think, you know, this is something that is not always or not specifically a medical problem per se. It's kind of it crosses over many boundaries in terms of how we are dealing with our homeless issue and how the intersection of medical problems and social problems kind of comes to a head for this population.
Yeah, we think of donate socks to homeless people. I don't think all of us are picturing how what a medical issue. Right. This is not just about warmth.
Right, right.
Tell me about that intersection between medical and social.
For me, it comes up on a daily basis.
What's an example of that?
So, for example, when I think about seeing a patient and trying to decide whether or not to admit this patient into the hospital, one of the considerations that I'm trying to make is, does this person have the ability to, or the support to, follow up with some of the basic preventive medical care or basic medical recommendations that I might give someone? And if somebody doesn't have the ability to do that, they oftentimes will come into the hospital for what otherwise might be a relatively minor and treatable issue, just so we can really get ahead of it, as opposed to sending them back to the street without enough support to take care of their issues.
We might forget the kind of support we have around us if we have some place to live. You know, that it's not just about our chart from our doctor, right?
Right.
We might take for granted what support we have
right.
to heal.
Absolutely. And as I've gone through this process of getting to know this population that we serve, I've had to be much more mindful about the recommendations I'm making and the assumptions that I make about what some of my patients can and cannot do outside of the hospital. I had one patient tell me that he was doing a pretty good job of keeping his wound clean, but the fast food restaurant that he was using the bathroom in, they started to kind of crack down on his ability to use their bathroom to keep himself clean. And it's a significant issue when you really think about what sources of fresh water and cleanliness and just basic sanitation do you have. So I ask very pointed questions about those sorts of things when I'm trying to figure out whether or not someone is going to be able to follow kind of the basic recommendations that we might give them for their medical care.
So knowing what you know, Dr. Bond, how should we think differently about our healthcare system?
I think it's important to recognize the way in which the medical system has taken on a lot of the burden of homelessness. In kind of the examples that I've described so far, in terms of things that have either progressed to a degree that they might not otherwise have progressed to, or in the sense that we're doing a lot more intensive intervention for things that otherwise, if people had stable living environments, could be done on an outpatient basis. So I think first identifying that this is a significant stressor to the healthcare system, and then also kind of identifying the idea that shelter is a basic human necessity, and kind of viewing it even as a medical need, I think is an important first step. People really require a place to stay that's warm and dry and that they're able to stay out of the elements.
What do you want to say to a person who is homeless and maybe listening to you right now about their care, about what they can do?
We care. We want to help. We are equally frustrated about the fact that there's not an easy way to help in certain situations. So my message is really, there are people who care and want to establish ongoing relationships. I think when we see or hear about cases in aggregate and data that just, you know, is a statistic, it's a little bit easier for it to be anonymous and impersonal. But on a day-to-day basis, when I see people face-to-face who are telling me what their lives are like, it's incredibly hard to turn your back on those stories.
That is Dr. Marilissa Bond from Harborview Medical Center talking about what she calls the ongoing brutality of what it is to be sick without a home.